The New China. No country has ever expanded so quickly. China's rapid rise over the past 30 years has created a country full of contrasts.
A land of mega projects. From the Great Wall to the modern day, when the Chinese do something, they do it big. The country's 21st century renaissance has been a series of mega projects costing trillions of dollars that have stimulated the country's economy and transformed its infrastructure and geography. The biggest and most controversial is the Three Gorges Dam, completely functional since 2012. The world's largest and most powerful electricity station, it is so heavy it has affected the tectonic plates underneath, making earthquakes 30 times more common in the region. To create it, 13 cities, 140 towns, and 1,600 villages were evacuated. Another project, the South-North Water Transfer Project, is easily the biggest aqueduct in history. Two artificial rivers, more than 2,400 kilometers long, taking water from the south of the country to Shanghai and Beijing. China's high-speed rail network has added 38,000 kilometers of new tracks in the past 15 years, just 2,000 kilometers short of the planet's circumference. Not all projects end well, however. China borrowed vast sums to finance a building frenzy, but the demand wasn't there. It now has several ghost cities, with enough empty homes for 65 million people, or the population of France. Xi Jinping has ordered Beijing's universities to move to his own pet project, the city of Zhongan, to give it a purpose. Apparently, they are not happy about it.
A green leader? Environmentally, modern China is a paradox. On the one hand, it is the world's biggest polluter and contributor to climate change. That is because 63% of its electricity comes from coal, and it is still building new coal-powered plants today. But, at the same time, it is also the world leader in renewable energy, accounting for half of the world's new renewable sources each year. In 2022, the US and the EU spent $141 billion and $180 billion on green energy investments, respectively. China spent $546 billion and has more than 4 million people working in renewable energy. Some people in the West doubt that China is serious about environmentalism because its carbon emissions are still increasing. This is because China is expanding economically while having an electricity grid that regularly experiences power cuts due to overdemand. So, there is an urgent need for more power. As a result, for now emissions are rising even while it tries to manage a green transition. Officially, emissions aren't projected to start declining until after 2030, but at the current rate of transition, this may happen as soon as 2025. Either way, the Asian giant has a pressing reason to take climate change seriously. Around 10% of its people live in low-lying coastal cities that are already experiencing increased flooding.
No more bling. A few years ago, Beijing was full of young Chinese driving supercars, wearing designer clothes, and posting it all on social networks. But under Xi Jinping, the music has changed. Individual bling is out, and common prosperity for everyone is in. TV channels have to resolutely resist showing off wealth and ignore vulgar influencers. The children of the nation's 495 billionaires and more than 1 million millionaires are disdainfully referred to as fuerdai, or rich kids who haven't worked for their money. Recently, Xi Jinping has been sending the fuerdai to boot camps to learn traditional Chinese culture and social responsibility. Billionaire businessmen have also been targeted. Jack Ma, the founder of e-commerce platform Alibaba.com, disappeared for several months, probably to show China's super rich that nobody is above the party. Other billionaires have retired from business, their companies giving multi-billion dollar sums toward common prosperity for the nation. Being a rich celebrity is an especially delicate position. In 2021, actress Zheng Shuang caused outrage when people discovered that she had been paid 160 million yuan, $25 million, for a TV role. The ordinary employee on 6,000 yuan a month would take 2,222 years to earn that much. Soon after, another actress and influencer, Vicky Zhao, disappeared completely from the internet, her name censored as part of a government campaign against celebrity culture.
A youth rebellion. The Chinese call their work culture 996, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 6 days a week. That 72-hour week is seen as normal, even though it is theoretically illegal. But during the COVID pandemic, when work in the cities suddenly stopped, many young Chinese realized they wanted something different, a Tangping life. Tangping means to lie flat. It began with a social media post, since deleted, in which the writer announced, "To lie flat is my wise movement." Tangping means being less ambitious and taking the time to relax, read, or enjoy a hobby. It soon caught on as a concept and a movement because of the extraordinary pressure modern China places on young adults. Most, born during the years of China's one-child policy, are only children, and the pressure to succeed is intense. Many had extra lessons outside school hours to prepare them for competitive exams. But adult life in 996 culture, they have realized, is not much of a life at all. The government is concerned enough that Tangping blogs and websites have been closed down and the hashtag Tangping banned. Xi Jinping himself criticized lying flat as a phenomenon. But for young people who see they may never earn enough to buy a home and raise a family, no matter how hard they work, it makes perfect sense to value free time instead.
Romantic nostalgia. China's rapid modernization has brought massive social benefits, but at a cost. The past 40 years have created a fracture between the rural past and urban present. Young Chinese working hard to survive in the city often feel a sense of what they call fugu, romantic nostalgia for the simple peasant lifestyle of previous generations. Nobody better exemplifies that nostalgia than 33-year-old vlogger Li Ziqi. In 2015, Li quit her job as a waitress in the city and returned to her grandmother's home in rural Sichuan, where she grew up. She began posting videos of herself engaged in traditional peasant activities such as woodworking, silk making, or growing vegetables. Mixing beautiful photography and tranquil flute music, her videos were an instant hit with Chinese suffering from fugu. Internationally, people may know little about traditional Chinese life, but she is the country's biggest vlogger on YouTube, where she has 17.6 million subscribers. Her idyllic videos are no doubt far from the reality of modern peasant life, but watch one and you may want to give up everything, run off to the mountains, and start planting potatoes yourself.